Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Thursday. Well, the Aussie market had a cracker today. The ASX 200 actually up 78 points, 1.1% higher to 7,071. That was the best day that we've had in about 3 weeks. And in the process, we've actually hit a fresh 2-month high. Now, all week, the market has been doing almost nothing from Monday to Wednesday, very little movement. And one of the key reasons was a key update on inflation, which was out in the US last night. Quite encouragingly, inflation there basically was softer than expected, still rising at a rapid clip, but below expectations. So over the year, 8.5% lift in US inflation in July, still obviously very significant, but it's down from 9.1% in June, which was a 40-year high, and markets were expecting 8.7%. So the reason, one of the reasons here was lower petrol prices in July in the US, which, or gasoline as they call it there, which was down almost 8% in June. Clothing and airfare prices also fell back. And importantly, core CPI, which is just a fancy way to say that this is another inflation read, which doesn't include some of the really volatile items in this inflation report, like energy and food, which move around quite a bit from month to month, basically also was weaker than expected. So a long way to go, but this is important, partly because one of the key reasons why interest rates have been rising in recent months and why our share market and global share markets have been doing poorly in 2022 is the fact that inflation has been surging, the cost of living's been on the way up as well. So any signs that we're peaking or getting close to peaking as far as inflation goes could be well received. So today we had quite a big day. 10 of 11 sectors managed to lift. A very busy day as well for profit results. A number of companies received attention. One of them was Telstra, which fell by 1.25%. Now it handed down its full year results today, briefly actually hit its best levels in 6 months before fading in the afternoon. Now revenues and profits both fell, but they were both largely in line roughly, you know, with what markets were expecting. And the dividend that it declared was also a big lift. It actually, not really a big lift, but it was the first lift in about 7 years from the group. 8.5 cents is what it will be paying out to shareholders. It's actually its largest dividend payment since 2018. AMP, the wealth manager, was another stock out with its results. Its shares were down about 1%. Now, initially, things looked good as far as the top, the bottom line is concerned, because AMP tripled, or almost tripled, its profits over the last 6 months. But that was due to the sale of one of its businesses. Not including that, profits actually fell back for wealth management in Australia and New Zealand, and also for its banking unit. Insurer QBE, though, and property developer Mirvac both rose on their results. And tomorrow, there'll be a few other companies out with their numbers. ResMed, IAG, Baby Bunting, just to name a few. Now, one of the big losers in the mining space today was Rio Tinto, which fell by almost 4%. This is despite gains from other iron ore producers on the market. The key reason, though, was really the fact that it went ex-dividend today, that key date that determines whether or not you're going to get the next dividend payment. So its shares fall 3.9%. The dividend it's paying out is around 4% of its share price. So it essentially fell in line with that. The dividend a couple of weeks ago seemed to disappoint investors, most of them, because it was about 40% below what it paid out in April. It was about half what it distributed about 12 months ago as well. So it did disappoint the market on that front, but still quite a hefty dividend when you consider the proportion of its share price anyway. Also, for those interested, keep in mind that from around the middle of this month into September, that's when we get a long list of companies trading ex-dividend. And that could certainly be, I guess, one weight on our market that we'll need to navigate through. As far as tonight is concerned, we get some updates on business inflation in the US, which will receive at least some attention. And we've got the Aussie dollar finally sitting at about 70.9 US, mainly because the US dollar fell after that US inflation report was softer than anticipated. On that note, everyone, enjoy the evening, and we'll do this again on Friday.